When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee's Late Night Alternative New Year's Eve Party on Talk Radio.
It's slower than I remember. It's slow. I'm a man, yes I am. That's a better song than I remember it being, actually. Wow. Instead of, unfortunately, as you may have heard, Kath has died. But we've managed to reanimate Satchmo. So that's happening. Who'd have thought, right, that in the year of our Lord 2018, Christmas would be dominated by Bross? Who'd have thunk it? That Christmas, everyone's saying, like, have you seen the Bross documentary? And I'm thinking, no, of course not.
Among my friends, it's how many times have you seen the Bross documentary?
Have you seen them? No, I've not seen it. I've not, because I'm not going to watch a Bross documentary. It sounds crap. And then, as my children fell asleep after having an all-nighter, more on that later, I fell asleep in my lap at 7 o'clock while we were watching the crappy Pirates film. I thought, well, I'll watch the first 5 minutes of the Bross documentary. My God, it's a masterpiece. It's Spinal Tap meets that Metallica film, which is an insane movie, divided by Insanity. My God! If you've not seen, me and Kath were just watching it for the second time tonight. It's amazing! What a movie! And I'm thrilled to say, remind me of the director's name, it's Joe Perlman, the director of the Bross documentary, is coming on the show one night this week, maybe next week. We're watching it. Honestly, we're watching it. We got here early because all the streets in London are closed off for to rip off tourists.
People were already standing next to the river, right, on one of the bridges. Was it the
Lambeth Bridge? We drove past it at 7 o'clock, and that's 5 hours until midnight. People were stood there.
Bagsy's standing here.
Bagsy, this is my spot to stand for the next 5 hours so I can watch some pretty lights. What the heck? So we came in and we went and got some food. So then we came back and we said, well, there's nothing on telly. Let's watch the Bross documentary, shall we? Let's watch the Bross documentary. And we watched it. I said, well, I saw the director from that tweeting the other day. Why don't we see if we can get him on the show? And so Kath sent him a tweet. 2 minutes later, she went, oh, he's following me. I'll send him a DM. DMs were exchanged. But long and short of it is, he said, yeah, sure, when do you want? Can't do it tonight. When do you want? So he's coming on this week to talk about what has got to be. If you've not seen it, I cannot stress how amazing it is. I mean, it's
I think it's real.
Oh, it's real. I'm so dumb. I couldn't work out why everyone was hashtagging Conkers. And then I saw it again. I went, oh, Conkers. It's incredible. Here's someone who will have seen it. Alan Caddick, did you watch the Bross documentary?
About New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, I'm not asking, are you watching the Bross documentary now, you absolute melt? I'm asking, did you watch it over the Christmas period?
No, I'm going to catch up on iPlayer.
Well, you make sure you do that, boy.
I will.
Anything else?
Like I say, I'm at a New Year's Eve party, and I'm about to call Lady Luck's number.
Okay, I didn't understand a word of that. I didn't understand that. Tonight's show is... Okay.
The high score is...
I've only been in Kath's company for 3 hours and already she's getting on my tits. Tonight's show is our third annual late night alternative New Year's Eve party for people that don't like New Year's Eve parties. So we just happen to be on as we slip into another year, and but we ain't going to make a big deal of it, because I don't like New Year's.
I'm not bothered.
I've never really dug it. We've got Matthew on the phone this evening. Good evening, Matthew. Nice to have you with us. So if you call up, very simple, you'll speak to Matthew. He'll take your name and number, give you a call straight back.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. The phone number is 03444991000. We've got some games here. We've got the Family Fortunes thing. Hang on. Hang on a minute. Okay, we've got Family Fortunes. We got, which my sister got me for a pound for Christmas, the Chase. The Chase board game. I won the Chase. I don't know if you saw it. I won it.
Oh.
I got some Christmas crackers because I'm going to do that. We bought for $1.99 Blockbusters. But then it says on the front, the Gold Run, not included, is available separately as a card game. So that sucks, a fat one. But we can play that. And you brought some things with you.
Yeah, I've got the February 2019 edition of Chat, It's Fate.
There we go.
The first of what I'm hoping will be 12 volumes of supernatural fun.
It's your Christmas present from me.
Just reading the front, magic saved our sex life.
A
voice made me leave my hubby so I could be a star. Yeah. Tarot cards revealed I had a deadly secret. Small letters just in time.
You found, and in there are some porno actors that are also psychic.
From Birmingham, yeah. So I've started following them on Twitter.
Wow. So we're going to try and get some porno actors who are psychics on the show. I mean, really, the guest list is already shaping up to be epic in 2019.
So good.
You know what I mean? No. I feel like singing. Hang on a minute. What do you want me to sing, Jack? Give me a song, any song, and I will sing it for you now, because I'm in that kind of vibe.
The Lion King.
The Lion King. The whole thing? God damn it, why the hell not? Okay, here's The Lion King for Jack. Here we go. It's The Lion King for Jack. Happy, 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 happy Jack. Yeah, yeah, Lion King.
You know this one.
Yeah, yeah. It's the beep. Lion King. Suitably at one with your body and the sun. Yes, you are. You've wrecked Karl Marx and you taught yourself to dance. Good by far. But you keep asking the question. Oh, the one that you're not supposed to mention. When will I be famous?
I can't answer.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
I said, when will I see my picture in the papers?
I can't answer. I can't answer that.
When will I be famous? You keep asking me, baby. Ooh, baby, you're a slave to fashion and your life is full of passion. It's the way you are. You suffered for your art with your jogging in the park. What? Should go. Shut up, Jack. But you keep asking the question.
Which question?
The one that you're not supposed to mention.
What, have you farted?
No. What's up? You ruined the vibe. You're a vibe killer. Sorry, Jack. The Lion King was ruined there by the Lion Queen.
Ian Lee's Late Night Alternative New Year's Eve Party on Talk Radio.
Ooh! 03444991000 is the phone number. If you're expecting like a decent show, listen, I know we're award-winning, life-saving, front-page, headline-garnering show, but I promise you that we will continue to do the most shoddy, laid-back, lazy shows we can.
Are we going to plan any meltdowns, tragic comic-wise?
Do you mind me? You know the guy that played Chris just before Christmas? I've got to pay him. He sent an invoice in, and we owe him, otherwise he's going to go public, so that could get heavy. I did an interview with New Zealander. I can't say it in a New Zealand accent. New Zealand radio last night. Very lovely lady. Sorry, that sounded patronising. A really lovely presenter called Liz. That is the Drive. I was on the Drive Time show. And at the end of it, she dropped an S-bomb. And I went, whoa. She said, what's wrong? I said, I forgot.
How could you tell? It sounds like they're saying shut.
Shut. You saved his shut. He lost his shut and you saved it. And I was like, oh, wow, I'd forgotten that in New Zealand, they are allowed... The phones have gone mental. They are allowed to swear on the radio. I don't know about the C-bomb, but everything else, I think, pretty much goes. So I want to go to New Zealand and do a show.
Oh.
I want to go to New Zealand and do a show. If we do this show from New Zealand, can we swear?
I mean, you swear anyway.
Do I now? Let's go to Gwyn. Good evening, Gwyn.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Gwyn. Now, it says here on my screen, we have a... Shut up. Shut your face. We have a system on here called phone box. And what it is, it says the number, says the name of the person. Matthew types in the name of the person. And but then if other shows will quite often type in the subject matter that the person wants to talk about. So it says on my screen, Gwyn, migrants coming across.
Yeah, well, you were talking about Bross, so I was talking about drop the boy, drop the boat, so I thought you were going to start singing that.
I like what you've done there. I like what you've done. You've made it political and also incredibly bad taste.
Oh, I didn't mean to be bad taste.
Who cares? The 2018's dying. Let's urinate in its face and kick it in the ghoulies. Let's put it out of its misery. Yeah, like that tramp in Clockwork Orange. Let's do that. let's do the tramp in Clockwork Orange to 2018. What have you got for us, Gwyn?
Yeah, well, I was just like, obviously I was going to talk about the migrants, but obviously I'm not allowed to do that because it's a friendly, funny show.
You can talk about whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah, well, I'm not listening. Yeah, basically, the people come across the boats.
Oh, he is going to talk about the migrants. Okay. Yes.
Okay. It's been like Javid just like left his holiday and come back from the South African tour of wildlife, and he's coming back to his country, and he said it's going to be a difficult choice. And now they've got another boat.
Do you care? Why do you care?
I care because this is Great Britain, and people are coming into the country that we don't.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you.
Who are they?
They are. Some of them are. Some of them are refugees, legitimate refugees escaping from war-torn countries. But here's the thing.
How do you know who they are?
How do you know who they aren't?
How do you?
Gwyn, shut up. You're thick, and I'm going to tell you why you're thick in a minute, right? And I'm going to tell you in a loving, peaceful way, but you're thick. How do you know who they aren't?
Well, I know who they are.
Oh, so you? I don't know who they are, but you do know who they are. Brilliant. Okay, then please tell me who are they.
Well, they're people coming to the country breaking the law straight away. So as soon as somebody's breaking the law, they come into the country. So
if they are actual refugees, we have
breaking the law. They're breaking the law.
No. Here's the thing: you don't know the law, and I still haven't got to the point as to why you're an idiot. And I will tell you that in a minute because it's a great one. But you don't know the law. The international law is: if a refugee fleeing a war-torn state, fleeing their lives, lands on your shores, then you have to take them in, and that's the law. It's international law.
They're in France.
No, they're not in France.
They're in Calais or whatever
from. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you why you're an idiot, because you're boring me and you're thick and I hate you.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you why you're an idiot. Do you want to know why?
I'm not going to accept like you call me an idiot, but I'll listen.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, you this is how thick you are. You've not even let me put forward the case as to why you're an idiot. You've not even put forward the case as to why you. Listen, you've proven yourself to be a heartless scumbag.
I haven't had a choice because you've just been spouting off. And
it's my radio show, mate. I do what I want. I saved a man's life last week. I do what I want. Here's the thing. Okay. You've proven yourself to be a heartless scumbag, right? Who's got no concern for.
Please don't call me a scumbag.
You're a scumbag. You've proven yourself to be a heartless scumbag. You've proven it, right?
You don't
want these dirty foreigners coming into our country. You don't want these dirty foreigners coming into our country. You're a heartless scumbag. Now, here's the thing that proves...
Shut up, boy.
It's New Year's Eve. Shut up. Here's the thing, right? And I've not even got to the point as to why he's an idiot. I will tell him in a bit, right? Because he's falling for manipulation. But here's the thing, mate. It's 10:23 on New Year's Eve. You're phoning up a radio station to talk about people who've travelled in a boat
with like 15 immigrants.
Why are you phoning up? Why are you bothered about it on New Year's Eve? What's so wrong with your sad, pathetic little life, you scumbag?
It's the future.
There's not chaos. You're a scumbag. You're a scumbag and an arsehole. Now listen, I'm going to tell you why you're an idiot as well. So that list, right? Because
I've accepted all this, but I'll listen.
You will. Well, listen, but actually listen to the words. Here's the thing. You know this happens all the time, right? You know that.
What happens all the time?
You know that immigrants coming over illegally.
Illegally.
Yeah, you know immigrants coming over illegally happens all the time, right?
So why am I a scumbag?
No. Just a simple yes-no question. So I'm going to hold your hand and guide you through an idiot's guide as to why you're an idiot. Do you accept that illegal immigrants coming over to this country happens all the time? Do you accept that? Yes or no?
It's a constant say.
Yes, you have to say yes because it's true. Okay. Why do you think it's a really big story now? And why do you think, what's his name, Sajid Javid, has cancelled his holiday now? Why do you think now, just now, that something that happens all the time is suddenly, at this point in our history, a really big story? Why do you think?
Because we've got one boat.
No. It happens all the time. So why is it such a big story this...
No, Ian.
Illegal immigrants come to this country all the time. So why is it such a big story...
Hello?
Why is it such a big story this week?
I don't understand what you're making.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because as soon as the Parliament get back, they're going to be having a big old debate about Brexit. And this is... Do you not realise this is propaganda so that Theresa May's wishy-washy... Shut up and listen to me, boy! Shut your face and show some respect to someone who's a better human being than you'll ever be!
Okay.
Shut up! Do you not see this is propaganda so that the media and everyone goes, oh, shit, Theresa May's really washy Brexit thing... Oh, we better vote yes for it because we've got all the... Remember last week we had all those dirty, stinking foreigners from Iran coming over on a boat, even though it happens all the time?
It's nothing to do with dirty, stinking foreigners. That is not my point.
Gwyn, just address the point that I've made, please, Gwyn, if you've got the intelligence to do it.
Well, you're shouting too much and you're... swearing, and I'm not swearing. And
who cares? Because I'm cleverer than you. I know how to use a good swear word. Just answer. Just respond to what I've said, thicko.
Oh, please.
Respond to what I've said, thicko.
Okay, listen. I don't want these people in the country.
No. Respond to what I've said.
I don't want people coming in on boats.
Respond to what I've said. I'm afraid your time's up. That's a shame, man.
We took back control of the airwaves.
Why would you... Here's the thing, Gwyn. Why would you phone up at 20 past 10 on New Year's Eve?
Because certain radio stations and certain programmes have been blowing a dog whistle for the last 3 days.
Oh, man. If you want to call in and do that, then do it. But, I mean, really, who cares? And are you... Come on, guys... You know that this happens all the time, right? Why are we hearing about it now? Why is he the Home Secretary, I think, Javid? Why has he cancelled his holiday? It's propaganda so that... Why are we even talking about Brexit on my show on New Year's Eve? Let's go to DJ Oxy. Good evening, DJ.
Hey, guys. How you doing, party people? Happy New Year!
Well, after Brexit, you won't be allowed over here. You're sounding more and more like Mario. Hey, what's going on there now? It's a Mario.
It's my Austrian accent, man. It's been a long time since we speak, and I've been spending time in the Alpine region.
Alpine regions.
You know what I did today, guys?
Hang on. Is it New Year's in the Alpine regions yet or not yet?
Oh, we got one more hour. In fact, no, wait a second. No, we got half an hour to go, man, before we're going to be celebrating the New Year in the Alpine regions. The way we do that is we strip it in the naked, eh? And we get in the snow, man.
Hey, baby. I wanna know if you'll touch my bum.
Hey, listen, do you wanna talk about Brexit?
Not really, DJ Oxy, no.
No, okay, I was only teasing, man. Of course we're not gonna speak about Brexit.
That's a relief.
Oh my. again.
Strong.
He's going strong, baby.
Yeah, DJ Otzi.
It's like I'm at my concert. You need to come along, Ian. Do you remember when we got together?
In Vienna, wasn't it?
We were in Vienna together, and you said to me,
"Yeah."
You said, "We got to write a song, man."
Yes, I did, mate.
And I said, "I can't do it.
No.
I cannot write a song, but if you got a song that we can cover, we're going to make some millions."
Say.
He is the best guy on the radio.
DJ Otzi.
Oh, baby, come
does
on.
The best cover versions of the hits.
Hey,
yep.
What are you guys using over there, guys?
No, we're not using anything tonight.
Wait, what are you using over there, guys?
We're not using anything. We're not using anything. Nothing. We are clean.
That's a disappointment, guys.
We're using the Bible. He's gone. He's hung up there because we didn't have any drugs to offer him. That's it.
We're using the vibe.
I've forgotten how ridiculous this show is.
We get
paid for this.
That's silly.
We'll take a little break. We'll hear from one of our colleagues. And then we'll be back. I'm not going to give out the number because the switchboard is pretty much rammed. If you know it, you can give it a try. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee's Late Night Alternative, New Year's Eve Party on Talk Radio.
Yes, one! Pick a line, Kath, any line between 1 and 11.
8.
But not 2, 3, 8, 9 or 10.
Okay.
See, I could have faked
7.
It. You want line 7? Say hello to Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, you're right.
You're lucky number 7.
Oh, Michelle's a bit giggly. Someone's tickling her foo-foo.
No, I can't follow DJ Otzi, honestly. That's made my night, that has.
We can't have peaked at 10:30. We've got another 2.5 hours,
it's
I think,
before.
Of this rubbish.
Maybe I can give...
I do apologise for Catherine.
I'm sorry, it's a trigger.
I know it is. She was hypnotised as a teenager,
Catherine,
and she.
That was my big chance there, and you just.
And she ruined
it.
She swallowed your big chance. So, Michelle.
That was it.
Catherine and I are going to sit back. We're going to put our fingers on lips.
No, I don't know anymore. Please don't.
We want to hear that with the.
Don't trigger a bum bum do what?
Michelle, over to you. Fingers on lips, Catherine.
I owe you nothing. Nothing at all.
Excellent.
Did you watch the film that everybody's talking about?
I did. Oh my god, I did. And it was like I couldn't tell if it was a bit of a parody. No. It felt a bit like The Office. You know the way he was pointing to the portrait of the dog with the pipe.
Yeah, yeah. I've met Matt since, because Matt Goss is a friend of James's, James Wales, grumpy James, miserable James Wales.
Oh, really?
Who sucks the vibe out of the studio. And he was in a few weeks ago, and I said hello to him, but I remembered I interviewed Matt Goss on Radio 4 a long time ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago. And it didn't go well. I've not got the audio of it. I'd love to hear the audio of it.
Because, you can see why it didn't go well now, can't you? Because they're so intense.
I did a little, as part of a big show, it's part of Loose Ends, which is like a magazine show. I think Kiri Takanawa was on there. It was hosted by Ned Sherrin at the time. And I had to interview Matt Goss. And I did written this lovely little introduction about, you know, in the 80s, Bross, you know, encouraged young girls to put Grolsch bottle tops on their boots. And after the introduction, he turned to his manager, who was on the other side of the glass, and mouthed, "That is the worst introduction I've ever had in my life."
Oh, my God.
And I'm sat there thinking, wow, we've got 4.5 minutes together in each other's company. And I did think to myself, I'm not going to mention your new single until right at the very end. It was childish of me, Matt. If you're listening, I apologise.
No, it wasn't.
But if anyone's got that interview, I'll play it out tonight. I want to hear that. I want to find that.
I didn't realise how, like... For me, they were, I was New Kids on the Block. Sorry, Kath, I was New Kids on the Block.
Oh, I wasn't Bross, I was Aha.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, sort of, Bross, to me, were like, I just thought they were another manufactured band, and then seeing him playing drums and stuff. And,
he's a great drummer!
Know, he's like, let me just do my craft. Yeah, but to me, they were like, they were a joke band a bit.
I must admit, I was not a fan, and I found, you know, I was a musical purist. I was into the Monkees, for God's sake. And I found them very irritating. I found them everything that was wrong with British pop music at the time. But then I was something like, I was like a 13, 14-year-old boy. So I wasn't, they weren't designed for me. But I think Luke is an incredible drummer. He certainly has a lot of drums.
Some 13, 14-year-old boys, I suspect.
Hang on a minute. I've just broken, we're in trouble here, Michelle.
I've
just broken the dump button.
So don't swear.
Well, hang on a minute. There we go. I fixed it. Fix the dump button. There we go.
I heard it.
Well, you heard it, but the saps at home won't have a clue what's going on.
I phoned you to tell me about not to tell me because I already know.
Yes.
But I phoned you to tell about the worst Christmas day this year.
Oh, was it yours?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, go on, what happened?
Do you know what? To be fair, Ian, there are people who'd have had worse, but we got broke into Christmas night.
Oh, no!
And they didn't take anything but my car keys, my husband's car keys, and my mum and dad, who were staying over for Christmas, their car keys, and they took our three cars. Yep.
Did they? Well, hang on a second. Okay, that's bad. But they didn't take any of the presents.
Do you know what, Ian? They left, like, I mean, I'm not rich by any stretch, but they left laptops. My kids had all their Christmas money in a mug.
That's actually quite noble. I've got a lot of respect for these guys.
I'm not going to describe them as noble.
I think they're gentlemen.
I think they're scumbags.
They could have taken a poo on the turkey.
They were in and out within a minute. They just went, dum, 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 nick
the
cars.
You know what? The police, bless the police, they could only visit us yesterday. That was the earliest they
That's Thatcher's Britain for you. It's because all these bloody immigrants coming over. That's why. I can't wait for Brexit. Oh, and then we'll have the police around before the crimes happen.
You know,
and if you're a black person, the police will be doing the crimes to you.
I hung up when you had the racist on because I just can't follow a racist.
Catherine is still here.
Hey, come on.
Then. I'm sorry, that's lousy.
That's
all right, man, because the police said, you know what, they'd have been armed to the teeth and they would have hurt you if you'd have tried to interrupt them.
God, that's
well
horrible,
yeah, but I know karate.
Well, no karate.
Yeah, well, I'm a karate man. And I've got a pair of nunchucks under my bed.
Karate master, actually.
I don't want to talk about being a karate master, Catherine. You know I don't like to mention that, but I am. And I've got a pair of nunchucks under the bed.
Like you just sorted it, man.
Yeah I would have, Michelle. I would
have. Three karate chops of the windpipe.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, Ian, it's probably my fault. Because I don't know karate.
I'm glad. There we go. At last, someone taking responsibility for their effed up life. It's your fault, Michelle. Well, New Year's resolution, pull your finger out and go and learn some karate.
Yeah.
I think all the places have been taken up by those bloody immigrants coming over here learning our karate.
Here's the thing, right? My nan could not get a place in a dojo for 3 months because of all these but yet the Poles and the Kuwaitis, they're all yellow belts now. My grand can't get a place in a karate dojo because of refugees.
And that's the most British of sports.
It is the most British. I tell you what is the most British of sports. World's Strongest Man.
Oh.
Love it.
I love that.
They were pulling trucks.
Were they doing the thing with their teeth or were they tying it to the cojones?
That's
what they're doing in India, isn't it?
I bet they can't rip up a phone, but like Jeff Capes.
No, Jeff Capes.
That's a proper man, that.
That is a proper big
best of British
man.
Beef.
Aye.
But then he became a budgie breeder, and that's true because I googled it.
Yeah, it is
for
true.
Something.
It is absolute. Hey, what? Baby! Who? I just had an email. Would you like me to read it to
you? No, I'm still here.
So I'm going to read it. Right. So I sent an email to someone before Christmas, said, love you, man. Have a great Crimbus, Ian.
Oh.
Person's just replied, and to you. Do you know who that person is?
Tim Heidecker.
Mickey Dolenz, lead singer from the Monkees, just sent me an email wishing me a Merry Crimbus.
That is exciting, to be fair.
It is exciting. Michelle, I'm going to cut you off because I don't really want to hang around with losers.
Congrats.
We're having a laugh there, but that's a grim thing to wake up to on Christmas morning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And also, if it's your in-laws are there, you can't get rid of them. Why do people? people always make jokes about mother-in-laws. I always got on excellently with my mother-in-law. We're very healthy, lovely
relationship. I think it could be a tense atmosphere because they assume the responsibility of a parent, but they're not your parent.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. I never found that with my mother-in-law.
Okay. Wilson, Andre, Andy and Richie, stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. 0344. We've got party games to play. We weren't expecting so many calls. It's the New Year's Eve show for people that don't like New Year's Eve, so we're not making a big deal about it. We're just going to do a normal show, but perhaps slightly sillier than before. We had a guy phoning in about refugees. If you want to call in about that, you can. If you're so blinkered you can't see how you're being manipulated by news and the government. And you can call in 0344 499 1000, the late night alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Ian Lee's late night alternative, New Year's Eve party on Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear listener. The late night alternative New Year's Eve party for people that hate New Year's Eve. My name is Ian Lee. Who the hell are you, lady?
Tonight, I'm going to be Catherine Boyle.
I missed you, Boyle. I missed you because no one. I had to go make my own coffees. Outrageous. All right, I know you had a good Christmas, so I'm not going to do a fake conversation.
Yeah.
We've discussed our Christmas. Mine was, Christmas Eve was on my own, and it was kind of nice, me and the cats. Christmas Day was at my sister's, and it was wicked. I got very teary at the end, and I drove home. I got, two albums that have been recommended to me by listeners. One was Bert Janch. Never sure how you pronounce it. It was soft or hard J. L.A. Turnaround. The other one was Nick Jones, Penguin Eggs. Well, let's just say the Bert Janch one isn't ever going to get played again.
Oh.
But the Nick Jones, Penguin Eggs, my God, it was amazing. What's the name of the lady from Rising Damp?
Miss Jones.
My God, Miss Jones, that was an amazing fellatio. He's an African prince. Bit racist, Rising Damp, I think.
A little.
My God, Miss Jones. That was it!
I found him really creepy.
Oh, my God, Miss Jones. The Nick Jones album was amazing.
He was supposed to be creepy, though, wasn't he?
Well,
no.
I'm not going
to
say it.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be creepy. Yes. That was a character.
My name is Jones. The Nick Jones is great.
I'd cover my keyhole.
What?
If I was Miss Jones.
Nick Jones is going to come on the show. It's another guest we got lined up. Nick Jones is coming on the show. He lives miles away. He's getting on a bit and he's not particularly well. But I've been invited by his family to go down and stay one weekend. So I'm gonna gen up on him and go and stay and have a chat with him. Because Penguin Eggs. Wow. It's English folk, which I don't really like as a genre. I struggle with it. But he does. He just kind of nudges it somewhere else. And his guitar playing and his voice. Dear God. God, it's amazing. So that and Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, I had the boys for three nights, and then the 27th, my sister and her kids came and stayed over. And I said to the kids, all four of them, I said, look, it's Christmas. If you want to stay up all night, I don't care. You stay up all night. And so my boys and my nephew and my niece, they stayed up all night downstairs with the kittens, because the kittens aren't allowed out of that room, on their own. I was woken up. It was noisy, and I couldn't sleep. I was lying in bed, Catherine, and at midnight, I was thinking, I think this is the worst bit of parenting I've ever done in my life. I felt terrible about it. And about 2 o'clock, I was woken up. My youngest came in and turned the light on. Dada! Yes. Are we allowed ice lollies? I said, yeah, sure, have what you want, I don't care. And then they went off and had ice lollies. And then at 4 o'clock in the morning, so noisy, I went down and I said, all right, guys, look, they're playing Fortnite and Rocket League all night. I said, look, you're having a great time. Maybe at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's time to turn this game off and maybe watch a movie. Let me put a movie on for you. I'll put Sing on. Knowing that if they were passive, there was a strong chance they were going to fall asleep. And it worked. They fell asleep. They got 2 hours sleep. And the next day were just out of it, man. It was like they were stoned. It was great. And here's the thing. I got this because I know you did this with your girls.
Yeah.
And it put the idea in my head. And I didn't think they'd make it all night. I thought they would be out by about 2. But they made it to about 5. But what amazing memories, man. We're making memories.
I also did the thing at about 4-ish where I thought, oh, God, this is very bad now. But I can't be that person who goes down and breaks it up. So instead, I'll just go and cramp their style by watching the film with them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I went down and you'd sent me a video of one of your aunts or someone doing a dance with the kids.
Yeah. No, one of my... That's my auntie-in-law.
Right. So I went down and they were all flagging a bit. And put on Sing and the music started. And I said, by the way, guys, it's not how you do it. This is how you do it. And I started doing really silly dancing. And they were peeing their pants, man. And then I left them to it. And it was great. And present, and Kath put me onto this as well. I've got credit where it's due. The best present, and they got like an expensive robot and an expensive game and some nice books and so on. But the present that had them literally jumping up and down and screaming was, and I posted a picture on Twitter, a Chupa Chups display thing with 200 Chupa Chups on there. The kind of thing you get in a chemist.
Yeah.
And the boys were going, is this for us? It must have cost you a fortune. I'm thinking it cost 20 quid.
I know.
If you want to get them, they're on Amazon for 20 quid. And it's the best present.
I mean, to a child, that is decadence.
Yeah. I felt like Elton John.
I know exactly what you mean.
It was incredible. They were so, and I said, look, you're here for 3 days and it's Christmas. You can kind of help yourself to as many as you want. If I see you doing too many, I'm gonna come in and stop. But you kind of can. When you come back and visit me in the new year, we're back to a strict one, maybe two a day. You've got to ask me. But over Christmas, help yourself, man. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
I want my kids to feel sick at Christmas because that's kind of what it's about.
One of mine actually was sick, so
Oy, but your girls had a good time, didn't they?
They had a brilliant time.
It's magic, isn't it?
Yeah, they had a brilliant
time. For kids.
Yeah, and there's kind of been a lawlessness for the past week or so.
Yeah.
That is cool because we all know it's going to come to an end. They're going back to school on Thursday.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, poor kids.
God, there's so many calls. I'm not going to give out the number. Let's go to Andy. Good evening, Andy.
Oh, good evening, Ian. Am I on?
You are.
Thank you. Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Good evening, Andy.
Thank you. I just say I think you're brilliant.
You're correct. He's correct. I'm not going to beat around the bush. We were front page news.
Pardon?
Yes?
I've been listening for a while now, so I know it all went a bit one way or another, but I'm going to go the Bross direction.
Yes.
Because...
Bross give you an erection, what?
No, the Bross direction.
Okay, great band, covers band. Great covers band.
All the other stuff.
They do Bross and One Direction.
Beautiful.
By the way, that's a phone-in for you. Covers bands that are more than one band. I saw they were called like the Dodgy Birds or something. They were the Birds, but they were Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young. But they also did.
I like them.
They also did the Hollies and the Birds and the Buffalo Springfield. But you do quite often get tribute acts that will do two bands because maybe one band hasn't got enough hits to warrant a full show.
Well, I can't see the point of seeing. Like it's like there's that Beatles thing. I'm not going.
Well, the point is you can't see the actual Beatles anymore, so.
Well, yeah, what's the point?
Three of them are dead.
Quite fun.
Well, exactly. I'm talking about Bross now, right?
Yes. Bross Direction.
I'm 49 now, right? And when I was.
Happy birthday.
And Drop the Boy, which I love.
Yeah.
My mates used to pillory me.
They used to pillory
me? Whenever we used to go anywhere, right?
You get pilloried.
Brass, I think, I'm into brass, I love brass. Because I've always liked boy bands and all that crap.
Yeah, no, look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Is that a wrong word to say?
I don't know what you said, so let's not repeat it.
You said
it.
Crap.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, but, like, I'm just with you in everything, right? And I've seen you, because I'm your age-ish.
Oh, you're a bit older than me, mate. You're 4 years older than me, buddy, so...
Yeah, I know, ish.
Yeah, well, I would say not even an ish. 4 years is a big old gap.
Oh, come on.
Imagine you're 16 and I'm 12 and you ask me out on a date. How wrong is that? How wrong is that? It's so wrong. So it's not ish.
Wrong.
It's a massive gap. It's a huge gap. I'm glad you accept
wrong.
That.
Yeah, so, but like...
Yeah.
All right, just to put...
You're old. You're old, yeah. You're an old man. You're an old guy phoning up a young guy.
Once you get past the age of, like, 30-ish, is okay.
No, not... Again, it's that? No, I disagree with that. 4 years is
Not even 4 years when you're 30.
It's a chasm. It's a gaping chasm. Listen, you were probably buying punk rock records. I was three, so...
I was in madness.
Madness are doing... I don't want to, you know, tell people to go somewhere else, but 11:35, one of the channels is showing Madness live from Big Ben or something.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, but...
Hang on. They should be showing... Shut up! I'm doing a joke! Doing a funny joke! Shut up! Doing a joke! Will you shut your face? They should be showing... Shut up!
What?
They should be showing Madness from Parliament.
Good one.
They're
all on holiday.
All right, Andy, I'm bored of you now, mate. Let's go to Wilson. Good evening, Wilson.
Hello.
Hello, Wilson.
Hello
Rep fans. Hello, vegetables.
Yay. I hope you're both having a good New Year's Eve.
I'm working, mate. I'm working. What do you think's going on? God, I'm working.
Well, it's probably not a good one, then.
Go on, yes.
Yeah, I'm here to sing. I've been made aware that you like the museum song from Barnum.
Oh, here we go. Yes, we go. Okay.
Yeah, I've been learning it for like the past week.
Let's hope you don't screw it up. Let's hope you don't balls it up. Because if you balls it up, it's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
Away you go then. Go on.
All right.
I'm going to close my phone box because we're having a little bit of communicazione problems here. Let's see if I close it. Go on. Away you go. Just do it. Quick. Right. Come on. Get bored.
Quite a lot of Roman terracotta. Living lava from the flanks of Etna. Statuary, ride a dromedary. See a temple topple in the Red Sea Park. Make the Morris Banner First Lady in the land of pickle trees. Sorry, can't live the lungs.
Hang on a minute. Stop. Did you just go...
Yeah, I messed it up.
Thanks very much for your call, Wilson. We'll try again in a year's time. Don't try and... I thought it's not a great line. It sounded like you went... Now, we have callers that can do that. Watco, regular caller to the show, can do it. Mm-hmm. So, Wilson, I've got to be harsh. I have got to be harsh. Yes, Richard.
Ian?
Richard?
Is that you?
Is that you?
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm all right, yes.
How are you doing? I've got some beef. I have some beef this evening.
Oh, I love a bit of beef.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. What's your beefs?
How are you doing?
Right.
I've got big beef. I've got two beef.
No.
First beef, do you know Las Vegas, Andrew?
I do. That slacker that flies over from Las Vegas to come see our live shows. Yeah.
The big bum lick.
Oh.
I bum linked on the photograph, but he bum linked on the whiteboard.
Yes.
I'm over here on my 50th, which makes me 5 years older than you.
Thank you. Significantly older.
What you've just said.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You're kind of a similar age to that drunk guy we just spoke to, but you're not a similar age to me.
Yeah. Exactly, you're younger. So I phoned up the press that Andrew stood me up in Las Vegas on my 50th. I'm older than you.
He lives in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. I came out to see him and celebrate my birthday, and he can't make it down the hill. I can literally see his house from where I am. I want Judge Ball to intervene and tell him off.
Okay. Hang on a second. Andrew, is this you?
Yeah, Richard, can you see me waving? It's me sticking the two fingers up at you.
Yeah, I can see you waving. Yeah, I know.
So, Andrew, are you in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I live here, yeah.
Well, why aren't you hanging out with this boring drunk man, Richard?
Look, here's me. I'm in my sick bed, and I'm being harassed and bullied to call in.
Yeah.
And you can't give me a moment. Yeah. No, I was on my way down. I was halfway down the strip, and thought, no, I can't do it. I can't put him through that. So I've returned back home. No good. Do you believe that? Do you believe that?
I just why can't we be friends? Why can't they be friends? I mean, obviously Richard's irritating and Andrew's a weirdo, but why can't you guys put that to one side and be friends?
Exactly. You brought us together in Manchester or Brighton and he hasn't even turned up 2 miles down the road.
So, Andrew, seriously, why can't you be bothered to turn up, this drug addict?
Well, I think you've nailed it there. I don't mess around with any drugs, not here in Vegas.
No. Richard, have you got a message you'd like to pass on to Andrew?
Yeah, I'd like Judge Ball to make a finding against Andrew and pay half the hotel bill.
Wow, OK, that's getting, there's some beef there, and I don't think we can help those guys. Let's go to Richie. Good evening, Richie.
Hello.
Hello, Richie.
Yeah, I made some pointers, been listening. I'll do it in reverse, it'll sound funnier. And very much happy New Year and all that.
Oh, whatever.
Cat among the pigeons.
Yeah.
Duh.
Terrible song.
Ross. Cat. Jesus. You and Kath are the new Piers and Susanna.
How
don't
dare
forget,
you.
I'm doing my pointers in reverse here.
Okay.
I've been waiting for
how
like
dare you. Piers Morgan, block me, a man I work with. Block
you
me on
Twitter. You need more TV because you are awesome on GMB.
I'm not licking your bottom, and I'm not swearing.
Well,
I don't think I'll be asked back after Piers Morgan blocked me on Twitter, but that's by the by.
Oh, sod Twitter, mate. See, I didn't swear then.
Yes.
And good effort for you both for doing this Happy New Year show.
Yeah.
And you've got a third listener. I've got a 12-month-old little blue staffy.
Yay! Or as we say, a year.
Happy whatever, mate.
Happy balls!
For both you and Kath. And don't forget, Kath among the pigeons.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. I mean, wowzers. Yes, Andre.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Yes.
Happy New Year's Eve.
You've got 30 seconds.
Oh, yes. Right, I've got a tune. Really?
You've got 20 seconds.
All right. Wait for it. We wait all year for this.
You've got 10 seconds.
Oh, no. I've got to have longer than that for this one.
I've been giving you the countdown for the last 20 seconds.
Right, here it comes in.
Five, four,
three, two, and
he's out of time. I did give him, I gave him plenty of warning.
He sings that virtually every time as well.
Dear listener, we did an hour of something. I don't know what it was. The switchboard is now empty. Great time to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.